Welcome, everybody, back again, the Real Mentors Podcast, ready to talk some TV and, of course, as always, some movies and have some fun along the way, because this is what we do. On today's show, DC is looking better and better. The trailer park's getting crowded yet again.
Hell yeah.
And Ben Kenobi is joining the dark side. Of course, let's make the rounds, introduce a special guest host we have here today. We'll start with the least important one, because live from Houston, we got, of course, Chewie.
You know what it is? He forgot Chewie last week. So
I had this. I want to make Chewie go first.
He started the show without introducing Chewie, George. It was hilarious, man. Chewie was like beside himself, man.
Yeah, he was like, what about me? He was like, what about me?
So he puts Chewie in front of the line.
Worst mentor ever.
Just so I don't forget him.
We have, of course, our technical producer, the head of the girlslife.com studios, the man beast himself, Mr. Micro.
Rita.
And those Micros, Dolphins fans, let me just tell you before.
We got two special co-hosts coming up. Sorry, we got distracted here. We got the Dolphins, of course.
Oh, man,
the real Dolphins showed up today, you know?
The Dolphins did not show up. That's what the problem is.
No, that's fair enough.
As I like to say, that the term that I've coined is we got Tannehill.
Yeah, they got their asses handed.
Like you got Dolphins, but whatever.
Yeah, same old.
At least I'm realistic about our chances, dude.
Oh, I know. You never really hopped on the wagon, so I'll give you credit for that.
It's not a wagon. It's just fun stuff, man. If it's good, it's good.
I see Tannehill's joined the show.
Yeah.
The disappointing outing against the Patriots.
Drake joined the show. Stupid Drake.
And of course, you know, as I've heard, we got a special guest. Again, appearing for us one more time. Former host of the Real Mentors Podcast, the former host of the Foreign Corner, Spaniard himself, CEO of Left Field Productions, and recently added secretary for the Haters Club, of course, is Mike Heads. George, how you doing, man?
What's going on, guys?
George is my special assistant.
Hey. He's assistant to the regional manager.
Assistant to the regional manager. Hey, speaking of that, congratulate me because I have been promoted to assistant to the group practice manager for the Miami VA. So
there you go.
No shit, I got a promotion. Holy crap.
Oh, well, good for you, Mike.
Thanks,
okay.
Congrats.
Look at that. See, there's always a silver lining. The Dolphins suck, but yeah, you're making more money. Well,
right.
I hope you are anyway. There you go. And we got George on the show.
We knew going into this season the Dolphins weren't good, so I'm not surprised by this outing. They, you know, we have issues that cannot be solved by winning a couple of games against shitty teams. It's just how it goes. It's life.
I think it's fair.
I think I'm being like as a fan, I'm being realistic about our chances. If we win 7 games this year, I'll be surprised.
I'll be surprised if they win 6 games, but which they match it.
I honestly wouldn't be surprised by that either.
Fair enough. Our team won. Didn't lose this week. The Redskins. So that's a plus.
You guys have a good coach though. Jay Gruden is a good coach. I think he's a good coach.
Too bad we can't say the same for the Raiders.
They don't have a quarterback, and they're winning games, dude. Alex Smith is like yesterday's garbage.
But he's fine. He's cut cousin.
He's just fine. That's it, though.
It's fine. I get it. He's fine.
Like Joe Flacco. Joe Flacco is fine.
Yeah, you can win with just fine. So I want to lay that on Gruden's doorstep, but whatever. George doesn't like
American football.
Well, he doesn't like
football. I like soccer more. Sorry.
I know.
I like soccer too, but I don't say soccer, by the way. God.
It's football. But for those American audience out there, you can't say
that's
football.
Right. It's football.
I'm American, right?
Yeah, George wants Shay, but he wants us to pronounce football in the right pronunciation.
Hey.
Yeah.
I just hate the word soccer.
Funny. I do too.
It was funny. I don't know if you remember this, but when Beckham got hired by the LA Galaxy, he kept saying football, and these idiots that were like the general managers and stuff were having a heart attack about him saying football and not soccer.
I remember the whole thing lasted like one game, and it was back to normal.
It was funny though, because they were like LA still. There's a lot of football fans in friggin' LA. There's a lot of football fans out there. A lot.
Right, everywhere. Maybe not as much as outside.
There's a ton of Mexicans that live out there, though, too. So there's that.
Well, that's a good
point. You noticed?
No, but there's a lot of Korean. No, there's a lot of Koreans support, and Japanese out there too, and they love football too. So
well, they're there to that. Support you know the football, and of course Michael Pena, the only Latin actor available.
the Latin quarter.
But I digress.
Oh wait, and also the guy that's that got killed on Ozark. What the hell's that guy's name? He's the other Latin guy that gets work. The hell's his name?
I don't know his name.
He got killed anyway.
God damn it! The guy that was in La Bamba. What was his freaking name?
Oh no, was Ozark?
S.A. Morales.
He was killed in Ozark though. Yeah. At the end of season one.
Yeah, spoiler alert, everybody.
I forgot who else got killed. Oh, Lou Diamond Phillips. Right. He got killed in
there. It is
in Goliath. That's right.
Yeah, but that was like a cameo.
It was a cameo to a cameo.
I'll tell you what, though. If Michael Peña was there, he would last all 10 episodes.
That's right. Michael Peña would get killed at the beginning of the next season.
Hold up. Good question. Is he? Is Lou Diamond Phillips Latin, though? I don't think he is. Lou Diamond Phillips.
Lou Diamond Phillips is Filipino.
Ah, okay. So I'm like, I didn't think so. Why are we claiming him, man?
I don't know for some reason.
I didn't say that. No, you know what it is? It's the other cat.
I don't know.
Jimmy
Smith. Edwards, James Olmos.
No, he did La Bamba, and all of a sudden he's Richie Valens. I don't know.
Jimmy Smith is Hispanic, bro.
Yes, Jimmy Smith is, yes.
Yeah, about as much as Oscar Isaac is.
Ah, dude.
Oscar Isaac is on the radio,
At least he was in a Spanish-speaking role on Sons of Anarchy, dude.
Dude, his accent was worse than Pacino's and Scarface.
Oh, hey, Chewy.
Whatever.
I want to give you some. I want to give you some props for Man's MC because.
Are you guys watching that, by the way?
I told you.
Chewy is the one that said to me, "Hey, I know you didn't like the Man's in friggin' Sons of Anarchy, but this is a good show." And I went out and I started watching. It's a good show.
Yeah, it is pretty good, actually. I've been watching it.
Chewy's my man on that.
There you go.
Whatever. The sun shines on every dog's ass someday.
Look, it's not Sons of Anarchy, really, but it's a good show.
One of Coral Park's finest is on the show.
That's true. An alumni from high school, Danny Pino.
That's right. Danny Pino. He plays Galindo.
Yeah, was in Cold Case, The Shield, I think.
He was.
In Law and Order.
That's Shield? It's nice to see him working.
He was in The Shield. Yes. Yeah, he was on The Shield.
Yeah, second season.
I'm surprised the guy from Que Pasa USA isn't on there either.
Stephen Bauer?
Stephen Bauer, no. He was on Breaking Bad, though.
Don Hilario?
That's right. But either way.
And he also had a cameo in season
Has he made his appearance in Breaking Bad?
Goliath.
Better Call Saul?
No, he hasn't been in Better Call Saul yet.
He's one of the few that hasn't.
Goliath, a couple episodes, a little cameo.
Speaking of Breaking Bad, Better Call Saul, I had a long conversation with one of my boys about how Better Call Saul is going to end up as far as kind of merging into where Breaking Bad started.
I would assume so.
And how interesting that's going to be to see how they finish that up and where they go next with it, whether they go like to a actual sequel to Breaking Bad or what happens.
No, I think they'll probably lead. And you know, at some point, like right
and who
near
dies,
the beginning,
and nobody wants to talk about that, right? Because you know, there's just some interesting people that are there in Better Call Saul that aren't in Breaking Bad.
Well, like Nacho, for example.
Nacho.
I want them to take it to.
Can we
Kurt,
talk about that, or you don't want to talk about it?
Because I'm talking. Let's talk about it.
Because tomorrow night is a season finale, by the way.
That's a bummer, by the way. I wish it was a longer season.
I thought we had 2 weeks left. Oh.
No, that's the last episode.
Oh, okay. Well, I stand corrected.
12, dude. 12.
Okay, I thought it was like... Wait, 10 episodes.
It is in Netflix. Sorry.
Yeah. No. Okay. Oh,
Netflix
is
13.
Yeah, Nacho's the one that I think stands out as far as we know. Obviously, he's not in Breaking Bad and what his fate is. Because I know he's thinking about leaving, escaping, whatever the madness that he's in. But
No, I think he's going to say he's going to escape and then he's going to end up getting killed. I think that guy's going to get out of prison and freaking kill him.
But not this season, though. It'll be next season.
No, next season. Absolutely.
Yeah. Oh, you're talking about Tuco?
Yeah, Tuco.
Yeah, Tuco may. I know he's got to come back at some point.
And he swore revenge on him, so I think that may be it.
Yeah, something happens with that. Somebody help me out here. At the end of last week's episode, where he's in the guy's in the kitchen. Is that cartel or is that like Salamanca?
That's Lalo. Yeah. Lalo. Yeah. He's a Salamanca.
Right.
Okay. Spoiler, too late.
No, there's no spoiler alert. That shit was on last week.
Then you got 5 minutes to watch the show.
Watch that shit or shut the hell up.
But that's a great show. I know we don't talk about that enough because I like to wait for that show. I want to digest everything and see them all and talk about it.
No, I agree with you, but you can't help but watch that show. I mean, I was behind a couple of weeks, and one of my guys was like, give me a hard time about like being behind because he couldn't talk to me about it. So I went out and started watching it. So it's just a great friggin' show.
It really is. Loaded. It's a show where
I was like bummed because they killed Chuck last year, right? So I was like, he was a great character on that show, but you know, it totally makes sense after watching this year. So
it
was like,
it was necessary,
right? They just took it, they made it work, and
I think they did a good job progressing from Jimmy to Saul, and he's just right on the verge, like, right there. Oh, and Kim, that's the other one.
What are you gonna do? I think actually Kim might be involved in a sequel. Not to Better Call Saul, but like to Breaking Bad.
I don't think. Well, who knows about that? I don't think.
Or she gets killed. One of the two.
She's not dying. She's not dying. But I think something happens because she got a taste and she wants more of that.
You think she runs away? No, she loves the scam. That's what it is.
That's what I'm saying. She loves the scam. So either something happens with her, it goes wrong again. I don't know. But I'm curious to see where they take that. We won't know till next season, which I think will be the final season. It should be the final season, potentially.
Yeah, that's season 5, right? Or is it 4?
That's
4.
5 is next year. 5 is next year. This is 4.
Is it? Yeah. This is 4?
Yes, we're currently on 4.
I've lost track.
Yeah, no, Breaking Bad was 5, right? Breaking Bad was 5 seasons?
5 seasons. So, I screwed that up last week, or 2 weeks ago. 2 weeks ago.
No, it's 4. It's at the end of the 4th, the 5th coming up, and they didn't say anything officially, but I'm pretty sure it's going to be the last one.
Right. I thought they were going to do 5 seasons, and then I think they're going to do something. I think, well, I don't know. Vince Gilligan hasn't said shit, but...
He hasn't said anything.
I think they're going to do a sequel to Breaking Bad. And not with Walter or Jesse or anything. I just think that they're going to do something with that whole world because they've created such a big fucking world now.
It did, but I don't know where they can go because all the great characters the show had were pretty much offed. Whether it be obviously Walter and Jesse's still alive, but
I don't think Jesse could drive a show.
No, you know, Gus is gone. Mike is
Gus
gone.
Gus is a freaking amazing character.
And unless they want to do a Skinny Pete and what's his face? They can do that. The two greatest
Skinny
assassins.
Skinny Pete.
Skinny Pete and Jesse on the road together.
Yeah, I forgot the other guy's name. I can't think about it. Whatever. But Skinny Pete and Company, but whatever.
Skinny Pete and Company is a great name for a show.
It's not. It's like a Charles in Charge, but with Skinny Pete. That'd be kind of awesome.
Right.
But we'll see. I mean, like I said, it's a great show. You're right. We don't talk about it enough. We should. But we'll probably.
It's an amazing show. Top five all-time show.
We'll deep dive once the finale comes up. Then we'll talk about how it ended and what's looming up ahead beyond.
Yes.
For season 5.
That's good.
I should have my buddy call in. I'm gonna have my buddy call in for that one because he's an aficionado. Oh, yeah.
Fine, absolutely. Anybody's awesome. Welcome. But it's a show we can definitely talk about. I can talk for like an hour if I wanted to.
Yeah, no, it's a great show. It's just a great show, dude. Just so great.
Yeah, absolutely. And then sucks there's one more show.
Right.
I know it's at least 2
I
more.
I feel the same way about Ozark, too.
It could be too, man, because I still think they want to take it to Saul or Jimmy or whatever as he is now. And because they keep doing, how many cold opens have we had with him in a contemporary setting? Right? At the Cinnabon.
Well, they do one a season, I think. Yeah.
So they're not just putting out there, because this is what he is now, and that's it, and they reflect on the back. They're trying to bring it to where he is now.
I guess I don't know.
Because we all know what happens to get when he gets to Breaking Bad. There's not going to be any.
Obviously. There's no mystery.
Everybody's going to pop when that happens, right? Everybody is just going to like freak everybody out.
I mean, we'll get a better idea once that Comic Con comes out next year. They'll talk about it, and I would assume
it ain't happening in the finale. It's gonna happen maybe next. It's gonna happen next season, probably.
No, it'll be next season. Yeah. They might do. If tomorrow's the last episode for the season, they might
like
do a cold opening again.
Or 7.
Well, they might do a cold opening again for him back in current times. I got a feeling they might do that. That's been the MO.
Use Ozark. Do you like episodes like Kaleidoscope or any of the flashback episodes that have been in Saul or Breaking Bad?
What do you mean?
Do you enjoy those shows? Do you like it, filling in story from behind?
Yeah, you know, like for example,
those.
Yeah, like for example, on Ozark when they brought back
Kaleidoscope.
Yeah, the one how the you know
the wife,
how they met.
I think that might have been the best episode in both seasons. It's close.
I will have to agree with you there. I mean, again, it's close, but yeah.
No, there's a lot of great episodes in that, but I mean, like. But Breaking Bad's different, right? Because Breaking Bad, like, best episode ever is Ozymandias, without a doubt.
Oh, yeah,
I think
easily.
It's just a great friggin' episode.
Yeah. Yeah, I couldn't agree more with that. Yeah,
But Kaleidoscope, I think, is the best Ozark episode. I just think it's really good.
And I like when they go back as
you know what? It defined a whole bunch of characters. It made Wendy like more than just kind of a flat character.
Yeah,
there was just like a bunch, so much great stuff and. S.M. Morales was excellent in that episode. Very menacing. And, you know, when he had freaking Lewis. Remember the guy that the other money launderer he had? He, like, kills him right in front of freaking Bruce. It's just a great episode, man.
It really is a great episode. George, you're watching it, no? It seems like you are.
Yeah. I've seen it already. I've seen it.
Oh, okay.
It's a great show.
I don't know if everybody's seen it already, though. So I didn't want to spoil it. We've all seen it, dude.
Yeah, trust me. That show is a must-watch. Yeah,
I was worried about that. What I was worried, what I was worried about is where season three, what they're gonna do with the Kansas City mob, if they were, because when they had promised to make the unionize or not, you know, like how he's gonna deal with that, and then now they're gonna expand the world with.
See, like, and here's the other thing. What about the Snells?
Which I like. That's a good thing.
Because like Darlene is a badder ass than friggin' what Jacob, right? So now that Jacob's dead, Darlene's just gonna be heartless.
It's gonna be. Man, it's gonna be three factions going against each other. Yeah, right. You're right, George. You got the KC mob. Obviously, you got the cartel. We got the Snells. It's gonna be chaos, and which I love.
Yeah, but I mean, the Snells really can't do anything, right? Otherwise, their deal goes through. No, well, no, so
don't you remember the end of the end of the second season? They pretty much killed that casino deal. I think.
Yeah. There's something went from and with her,
the
she
senator,
anyway.
The one that ended up.
The Snell, though, she'll do whatever the hell she wants. She's already proven that.
She's fucking crazy.
I thought that the bill went through anyway. Like they were still trying to go through, but I don't think
that they got the deal.
They ended it with them on front of the picture of the damn.
They got the casino
paddle boat.
They got the casino.
Hello.
He had Ruth get the boat. Remember.
It's such a good show. And I guess one of the ones that if you're not watching, what's wrong with you? you have to watch.
Seriously. It was a great show.
Just the characters on that show, just so great.
Yeah,
and
that
even,
one is...
I hate his daughter and his son, but they made him so complex this year that I was interested in their stories.
Even Jonah.
Jonah's been one that's been annoying to me since Jump. And he's great. But the only thing is, so, like, they killed Roy, right, at the end of in the last episode, right? I'm not spoiling this for anything. This show's been out already a month, right?
Yeah. No spoilers.
With Mike, you get 5 minutes.
Watch it or die.
You got 5 minutes to finish watching the show.
No, but they killed Roy right at the end of the last season, right? So, that I guess his boyfriend, the other FBI agent, is going to be the one that's going to come after them now?
I think they closed that with the FBI. I think they've closed that loop. I got a feeling they did.
They didn't really explain, and his boyfriend's still out there.
Yeah, I don't know. Who knows? If the FBI would be. I'm sure the FBI would be in the picture somehow, but I don't think it'll be as prominent as it was in the first two seasons. Mm. But again, who knows? We'll see next year whenever.
Because that would make it even more chaotic, right?
Yeah, if the FBI is there too.
That'd be great. I mean, I'm itching for next season. Like I said, I know.
I feel bad that they killed off Roy because I'd like that character so much.
I mean. I know he's good. I know True would rather see Daredevil, but I'm saying Ozark 3 is the one to watch.
So, yeah. I like I'll watch that last trailer, dude.
I want to watch Daredevil more.
That trailer is amazing, by the way.
Fisk is back, it was awesome. Fisk is back.
Great trailer. I can't wait. 2 weeks from now, we'll get it. We'll deep dive into Daredevil because I'm excited. No, I'm super excited. Don't get me wrong.
That's must watch. That's going to be a beat. In fact, we can't have a show that weekend because I'll be freaking binging.
Oh, you guys already saw Iron Fist, all of you?
I thought he finished it. We must just start with TV and finish and do a TV real quick. I saw Iron Fist. That was on the list. Who didn't see it?
I
haven't seen the whole thing.
These guys are the worst. I'll
say this. I finally finished it.
I know what happens though. But I haven't seen it, but I have an idea. Like, I saw the trailer, and I saw, like, that they bring in the other people, but they had to tie it into Daredevil somehow.
No. There's no tie in Daredevil. There's no tie in.
Luke Cage, maybe, but...
I was okay. I finished watching it, and yeah, it's better than the first season,
of course.
It's fine. I thought that the last season was
miles better than Jennifer Jones season two.
Jessica Jones.
What did I say, Jennifer? Jones is the wife of...
I don't know any Jennifer Jones, dude.
Sorry, wait.
I just saw the trailer. Jennifer Jones is her second cousin. She's got a pizza making, business.
I
want
to apologize personally. Investigator at night. Wayne Gretzky for making fun of his wife.
But it was okay. Like, the whole Rand character just bugs me. It's just a personal thing, fine.
It was always their weakest show. No, it wasn't.
It's the weakest show.
Not anymore.
It is. No. Yes, Mike.
Jessica Jones by is far, season two by is far. So bad.
No, it's not. You're
Jessica
it's,
Jones it's, okay. season two. Is
I enjoyed this one. Obviously, a lot more in season one, but just by on itself, I really enjoyed it, beginning to end, dude. Like character, I know you have an issue with it. Dude, I know you have an issue with Finn Jones. You can't get over it. You're gonna have to get over it because they're not changing.
Dude, can I have an opinion? What the hell?
No.
I'm just talking to Doug. You haven't finished watching it, dude.
That's true. You haven't finished watching it.
I'm not saying anything about Iron Fist. I'm saying I like it better so far than Jessica Jones.
100 times better than in season one. I don't have the issues with the fighting like did in season one.
Season one was terrible.
It's improved. Okay.
The pace was great. The length was on point. And the bad guy, whatever. I mean, I liked him a lot. They didn't kill him off, so that's a good thing. You don't have to kill off all the evil people in each one of these shows.
Yeah, they always do that.
Yeah. And so, like, overall, and the little snippet at the end, I thought it was great, man. I loved it.
I hated this. I mean, because it's out of context, as you know exactly what's going on. So, but Mike, when you see the end, we'll get you, because you know more about the lore than...
I don't know the comic, so you tell me.
Right, then you let me know if that makes sense to you when you... That the very last scene of season two.
I'm in episode 8 right now, so...
Yeah, so when you see it, you'll be like, okay, maybe you make sense out of it. I was like, okay, I guess. It looks ridiculous, but I'm sure it has something to do with something. But yeah, I don't know what the lore is and what they're going for, what Iron Fist becomes down there. I have no idea. So obviously we'll find out. But it's fine. Like I said, it's not bad. It's fine. The other show, I want to circle back. I told you guys I was going to start watching that Marvelous Miss Maisel on Amazon Prime.
Oh, yeah.
I only got a chance to see one episode because I'm watching with Anna. I really loved it. I think it's a great show to watch with a spouse. Or girlfriend.
Okay.
Geez. You need those shows. You know what I'm talking about. You need those shows. You can watch. It can't be your Iron Fist and Jennifer Jones or Jessica Jones for that matter.
Rather settle for home improvement shows.
But it's a good show. It's really good. It's very funny. It's very well written. This guy who plays Monka, what's this guy's name? Let's write his name.
Tony Shalhoub.
Tony Shalhoub. He's awesome. He's fantastic. He's so good. Shalhoub, he's always good, but he's great in the show. It's actually very funny, man. It's really, really well done. I was only seeing one episode, but I'll keep watching. But I just want to circle back on that.
How many seasons is that?
It's only one season, 8 episodes. It just started.
Oh, okay, and it's a half hour or an hour?
No, it's like 45 minutes, like almost an hour.
Okay, in between.
But it's a comedy / drama. It's more of a comedy than anything. Let's be honest with you. It's
really,
it's
Amazon, really you said?
Yeah, Amazon Prime. Yeah, yeah.
Okay,
really good. Check it out. Let me guess.
You know what? One show I don't like, dude. Maniac. I can't stand that show anymore, dude.
I finished it. Did you finish it?
I don't want to finish it, but
I quit after 3 episodes. I couldn't do it. Yeah, it was annoying as hell.
It was.
I withheld judgment to finish because I had a feeling which was not going to end well, and it just didn't end well. I didn't.
Yeah. I just didn't think it was going anywhere. It was annoying to me.
It's a good try. I like the effort. I get what they're trying to do. It just
this isn't horseshoes, dude. It's a good try.
It's a good try though.
They tried well.
I'm not saying watch the show because it's a good try. I'm saying I appreciate the it was well.
It gets an award for trying.
It's just a mess, man. There's no direction to no real direction to the show. What it wants to do. Yeah, it was a letdown. It was a letdown. I can't honestly recommend that show, I'll be honest with you. George, if you haven't started, don't.
Hard.
No, I saw the trailer. I wasn't even like remotely interested, but it is what it is.
Yeah, it's just no. Just can't. I finished it to finish it because I was curious how it was going to end and whatever. It didn't work. It just didn't work. By the way, there's no more TV. We've done too much TV. Let's just go back to regular schedule programming here. Let's get to the movie stuff here. Let's get to the movie stuff. A lot of stuff to talk about. I will say this. I did get a chance. You know, I found a new human barometer. Like, if you're in doubt if whether you're human or not, you know, anybody, you're questioning his humanity, watch or have them watch Won't You Be My Neighbor? And I dare anybody not to at some point get emotional, shed a tear. If you guys don't know, Won't You Be My Neighbor? Obviously, the documentary about Fred Rogers
and how he made
the show. Has anybody seen that?
Fred Rogers?
I know it was. That's his name, like 90%.
Oh, I don't know.
I thought it was 90%.
I thought the name of the movie was like "Won't You Be My Neighbor" or some crap.
That's what I said.
Yeah.
It's really good. It's really good, and it's dude. Yeah.
Did you get all misty watching it?
That's the barometer. Really good. It's a good documentary. Yeah, we grew up with that show. Yeah, we grew up, like, obviously, we are old enough to remember the show.
Of course.
Mike, you were probably, even you, you were a teenager when I first came out back in 67,
whatever. Yeah.
The land of make-believe.
You know, so it's really good, though, but I caught that this weekend. I was like, dude, yeah, it's fascinating. It's really well done. Really well done. But either way, so this week.
They're doing another one now.
They're doing one with Tom Hanks, but that's like an actual biopic. It's a biopic. Okay. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, this was more like a documentary. It wasn't like an actual movie per se. It's really good, but it's really good. Yeah, the other one,
Tom Hanks is about.
Yeah, it's him, obviously, the found footage with him and how he created the show, what he had to do to go through the show and the stuff that he went through, et cetera, et cetera. But it's really good. It's good stuff, man. It's a good watch. It's only like an hour and a half, so it's not that bad.
Oh, okay.
By the way, in honor of this week's, well, quote unquote, big release, Kevin Hart's Night School. Believe it or not, it's a movie I absolutely recommend.
I recommend
you tell your worst enemy to watch. That's how good.
Oh, okay.
to clarify that. But in honor of that, in honor of Night School, what is the best movie that takes place in a school?
Would you say Breakfast Club?
Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Dude. Okay. Oh, no, yeah.
Come on, Spakovsky. Dude, 30, Animal 40 House. Years. How old is that?
I don't know if that counts.
Would you say Porky's?
No, oh, that's not really. Well, maybe that one's in a school, too. But
Porky's is good, too. Porky's
I don't like Porky's. I don't think it's a good movie.
Really? Oh, I'm always hilarious, dude. I'm always funny. I like your. Breakfast Club has got to be one. I know, Mike, you like that movie. You love that movie. And you should.
It's a classic. Society?
I think that might be it.
Yes, I like Fast Times too, though. Spicoli. I cannot like Spicoli.
Spicoli.
The pizza in the classroom is classic. Class,
dude. No, dude.
Mr. Spicoli.
It's amazing. I think that the only that I kept thinking of, Dead Poets Society is the one that popped in my head. Good movie.
Yeah. Breakfast Club también, but
obviously. I'm surprised you guys didn't mention Harry Potter. Would that qualify?
True. Does that count?
Yeah, but that's a wizarding.
A real school, dude. Stop it.
It's a school.
Dude, it's a
boarding school. Oh, yeah. For like,
Ridgemont High is a legit school. Spicoli was a real person.
It's more real than Wingardium Leviosa. Okay.
No, you're wrong. I think Fast Times is better, but if Harry Potter ordered a pizza, I'd be all over that, dude.
Ah, dude, this guy's a clown.
See, what other movie takes place at a school?
Now, would the Dementors be delivering pizza?
The what?
The Dementors would deliver pizza?
30 minutes or less, dude, it's free.
Do
what Domino's does and fix potholes and bring the pizza along at the same time.
Oh, what about Ferris Bueller's? Ferris Bueller's, they
That's
Ferris
a good Bueller. One.
Yeah, good one. Yeah, that's, yeah. I
that takes place at
Ferris
a school.
Ferris Bueller's a righteous dude.
That's more... Did that take place in school? Not really, dude.
Not really. Not as much as like.
Yeah. That's Club. About skipping school then. Yeah. Being...
Summer school? The summer school movie?
Really do summer school?
Oh my God.
I know, It's bad.
Mark Harmon, really, dude.
Mark Harmon.
Good Lord. Yeah, Mark Harmon, Christie Alley.
Oh, Back to School. Back to School. Rodney Dangerfield.
I love Back to School. It's so bad. It's great.
Tall and fat.
You know.
Dude, with Iron Man.
That's right, Robert Downey Jr. with the stupid hair. You know, that damn, the blue hair he had.
Boingo, boingo.
Like American Pie.
The triple Lindy.
American
triple
Pie.
Lindy dive, you know?
American Pie, también.
American Pie. Takes place at a school.
No, it's
that
funny.
That movie does not hold
up. The first one.
The first one. First one was funny,
that's
dude.
What we're talking about.
The first one doesn't hold up.
It's funny, dude. Yeah. I mean,
it, let's see. What other place at a school?
Old School.
Old School. No, and,
yeah, but not really. It's a college.
Not really.
What's the one about the fraternity? The one about
that's
the fraternity
school.
That? No, not that one. There's another one. The one that's like
specific, dude.
With Belushi. With Belushi.
Animal House.
Animal House. He said that.
Animal House.
Yeah. I haven't seen that in so long. Honestly, I don't know if it holds up. I guess it does.
No, Animal House holds up.
I would trust you on that. I just been
guess
a while.
What I am now.
No, it's. I'm trying to remember that movie.
I'm a zit. Get it?
What about Nerds? Revenge of the Nerds.
Oh stop. It's
like based on a school. You told me to go out there. You know, I'm throwing them out there.
You're going out there, right? Way out there. Okay. I mean, well, I kind of like Revenge of the Nerds. It's bad 80s cheese. It's terrible. I mean, I liked it, you know, back in the day, but it's terrible. It's a bad movie. What's that guy's name? Booger?
Yeah,
Booger.
Bad.
Oh, my God. That's very bad. That's horrible. Moving on, though. I got some really bad news, and Mike, this is for you, Mike, and I was wrong on this one. Well, I thought about you when I read this. The unfortunate re-signing of 3-year extension of Kathleen Kennedy to run Lucasfilms.
I feel like crying.
Listen, there are like nerds everywhere that just like threatening to kill themselves at least for another 3 years.
It was like Alderaan exploding. You know, I haven't
heard.
Yeah,
it was like
a, disturbance of the force when she signed that shit.
Yeah, a scream. It was like when she signed, they were like, "No!"
I don't get it. I really thought she would be out. I was guess wrong on that, but three more years, dude. We got
Iger was the one that wasn't Iger the one that said they're gonna go back to the movie a year format.
Yeah, he talked about it like, you know, yeah, cutting back as far as the number of movies, but whatever that meant. I mean, he didn't really say a movie a year. He just said cutting back. Yeah. I mean, you can take that many different ways, but
yeah.
I would assume they're going to finish this trilogy and take their time a couple of years before we get anything else, I guess. Because we've got no announcements. So who knows? And we'll know in April once we'll have the Star Wars celebration back again, I think in Chicago. And so we'll see what comes up. But yeah, I thought of that. I was like, oh, Mike, I'm sorry. Did 3 years of
it's
Kathleen Kennedy.
Good,
I know. What are you going to do? We can't do anything about it.
Nope.
It's like signing Tannehill to a long-term contract. You're stuck with him. What are you going to do?
Yeah. By the way, have you seen the pilot for Star Wars Rebellion yet?
No.
The Star Wars
Rebellion? Have you seen it, Chewie?
No.
Nope.
Is it good?
Not really. I didn't like it.
And the Kathleen Kennedy regime continues strong.
Exactly.
Well, actually, that's Filoni, but yeah.
Well, whatever. It's still Lucasfilm. It's still part of it. I know I shouldn't do it. But anyway, but if that wasn't bad enough, let's get to the best. I do got some what the fudge this week here.
Yay.
And what the fudge really standing for, what the Fox. Because Fox here making DC look like a regular, nice, well-run old machine here. So apparently, well, a couple of things they did right. Well, one thing they did right, and before I get to the what they did is real puzzling, is that the Game of Chicken for December 21st had its first casualty. They decided it's a good thing to move Alita, Battle Angel Alita, whatever that stupid movie is, the Robert Rodriguez movie. They finally moved out of that December 21st release
date. That was headed for a collision course.
It was headed for a disaster, and they were smart. It's like, listen, let's take this bow out here. We're outman here, and they put it towards Valentine's Day, 2019. I guess that's a great Valentine's Day movie, whatever. nothing says that CGI and crazy sci-fi story. That doesn't say love. I don't know what does, but they moved it, and that was smart. That was a good move because and I'm surprised that other studios haven't done the same thing.
They should do that shit with Aquaman too.
They are, but whatever. We'll get to his movies in a second. But that was a good thing, and I think in its place they're gonna put in like I guess sort of the Deadpool PG-13 version.
Yeah, the Princess Bride version. Yeah,
that was funny. I love that film with him. Yeah, and with Fred Savage as he currently is in bed being read the story, but with Deadpool, that was a great little thing.
Which actually, I just finished watching the super duper cut of Deadpool 2.
Right. Oh, nice. Yes.
The unrated, super duper unrated cut. So
I like that movie too. I thought that movie was good. That was funny. It was really good.
Hilarious, dude.
I just like that they were allowed to do whatever the hell they wanted to. The Bob Ross Deadpool thing is hilarious. There's just a billion things that Ryan Reynolds did there that just were so funny and resonated with me.
I know.
Funny movie,
which makes it more upsetting that they may or may not be allowed to do that on the Disney. We'll see. Time will tell. But this is the troubling part. So now we're not going to get into a trailer just yet. But obviously, we all know they released the Dark Phoenix trailer.
Yes.
And we'll talk about that in a second. But either way, so the trailer comes out. At the end of the trailer, it says February 14th, right?
Okay.
2 days later, 2 days after the big announcement trailer dropping, everybody was kind of curious about this trailer. They announced that they're going to move the date from February 14th into June 7th. And I'm like, okay. And I read some of the reasons behind it was because I guess they looked at the YouTube views, and it was like 8 million downloads in the U.S., which is an okay number.
Just okay, but though.
It's okay. In China, it was like something like 40-some million views.
Yeah, it was ridiculously high.
Right, but it's China. You know, China, they're like the weird-ass movie. They like Transformers over there, so I get it. And they don't like Star Wars.
Money, you know, money is money, dude.
Money is money. I get it. So they're like, they figured they can take advantage of that, the foreign market over there, and release it on June 7th because it's going to do better in China, I guess, as opposed to here.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, so a couple of problems with this. No, you can tell Fox, you know, when you quit your job, well, for those who are last day in a job, you quit, or you're going to go on a long vacation and you just don't give a shit the last day, you don't even care, you're not talking to anybody, you're trying to get out. You checked out. This is what Fox has checked out, because to make a move like that because of YouTube views seems a little off, because I figure a huge company like Fox will know the target, the market demographics, what does well in China. It's not like they haven't released any X-Men movies in the past. And then it's not like they don't know how well it does overseas. And then anticipate that to move it in June anyway, because that's where the money's at. They let YouTube decide that 2 days after they announced February 14th. It just doesn't make any sense. It's weird. And I'm thinking, okay, this movie's going to suck. There's no confidence in this movie because they know if they don't make, they have to make money overseas because it's not making money over here. That's exactly what that's telling me. And it sucks because I want this movie to be good. But let's be honest, if it had confidence in this flick that was going to make tons of money here, they would release it February 14th, banked on it, and now wait to June 7th when it's coming out right after King of Monsters, a week before Toy Story 4 and another big release. They're stuck in the middle of a lot of big summer movies here. I don't know, man. I have no faith in this movie, dude. Or is it just me? Who believes in this project?
I don't believe in it. I think it looks.
Well, I mean, mediocre. Obviously, we know that it's had extensive reshoots, right?
Which doesn't mean anything, but yes.
Well, but I mean, with reshoots and this one, you know, there was already some rumors about the movie and some very extensive reshoots. So now this, dude, that's two strikes, man.
That's what I'm saying. I don't understand. Like 2 days, you're changing the day. It doesn't make sense. It's like, what? You can tell they just don't give a shit. They just like flying by the seat of the pants because they know Disney's going to clean the house in a year.
Dude, what about the announcement about Gambit being a rom-com? I'm like, for real?
I actually don't mind that because maybe Deadpool's almost like a rom-com to some degree.
Okay.
It's a fucked up love story. That's what it is if you think about it. It really is. So I'm okay with that. I mean, do something different. We always talk about these genres going different directions. So I'm okay with that. We'll see. It's hard to judge about seeing it. Maybe it works. Maybe it doesn't. At least do something different. Because, you know, Gambit by itself. I mean, who cares about Gambit, right? Let's be honest. Is anybody excited about Gambit?
I'm not excited about Gambit, you know, and I don't really.
Right, so.
Now, okay. Whatever, dude.
And if they do it in a vein of Deadpool,
just give it to Marvel already. Stop mucking around with this shit.
I mean, I agree. That's what I'm saying. Hey, everyone's checked out. It's like, what? It's free reign, dude. The nuts are running the asylum. This is what's going on here.
Arcane
asylum,
dude.
Like, do what you guys want. We'll get the shit. But let's talk about this trailer. Let's go to the trailer part here. We lead into it. So, Dark Phoenix. Let's get Joey starting with you. Your thoughts on the trailer and what you saw. I assume you saw the trailer.
I mean, I saw bits and pieces of it. I actually haven't seen, you know, the whole thing. So I'm probably not the right person to start with. But the whole story itself, I've liked the story, but I'm not sure about the movie at this point. So, I mean, I need to see a little bit more before I make up my mind. Like, I mean, I'm curious, but I'm not, like, I'm swiping right, but I'm, like, tentative at this point. You know, like, I like the story and I like the concept.
Yeah, but that's fine.
Well, I know. But I figured it's coming. But, yeah, I'm interested in
the trailer park. There's no Tinder lot in trailer park.
Yeah, all right, fine. I got standards in it. Okay. All right.
Mike, what did you think of that trailer, man?
I didn't like it. I thought it was... It seemed calculated, too, on top of that. I didn't like this for the same reasons I didn't like the Venom trailer. How's that?
Okay.
Because it looks cheesy to me. There's just something cheesy about it.
Chewy?
I thought it was okay. I mean, I wasn't terribly excited, but...
No, if you're not fired up about it, I definitely don't want to see it.
I mean... I'm not
fired up about it.
I'm not.
It was the first trailer. I mean, so it's like, well, it was 5 months away. Now it's whatever, nine months away. You know, it was okay as a first trailer. It was fine. I liked the tone, I guess, but I just didn't see enough to get excited. I didn't see where it's like this movie is going to be bad at the same time. I think it's going to be bad because of the stuff outside the trailer, but whether it be the reshoots and the production issues and all that, whatever. But I don't see the trailer where it was like, it didn't do anything for me. You know, it didn't move the needle one way or another.
Agreed.
It didn't move anywhere.
I'm probably more interested about Captain Marvel, to be honest with you.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but Captain Marvel was a great trailer. I mean, there's...
I loved it. I mean, that's night and day, man. I mean, I'm excited. I don't know anything about the character, but I mean, I see that. I'm like, all giddy and stuff, man. I see Phoenix. I'm like, okay. Cool X-Men. There's James McAvoy. There's what's her name? Melanin and again, whatever.
Right.
I did like the line because it's almost like an audience saying that when Fassbender's like, "Oh, another speech and nobody cares." Like,
yeah.
that was. I mean, exactly. I don't know if they meant to do that on the nose, but I mean, I thought, okay, yeah, you're right. It's Xavier again. Okay, you know, rinse and repeat with this. And I like the X-Men, I do, but I mean, I just have no confidence in it, especially after hearing all this nonsense now.
You know, I was curious about how much Blockbuster charged Marvel for that plug in the movie.
It doesn't exist anymore, dude.
Yeah, dude.
Yes, it does. They have one store. They have two stores in Alaska, and then one of them closed, and now there's one left.
Alaska. Independent store.
Yeah,
exactly.
Bro.
Thank you.
Store in Alaska, bro. Yeah, it's true.
Hey, those Eskimos, man. You know, they gotta see something at night.
Hopping, man. Making millions of dollars.
So you need to tell me they recreated an entire Blockbuster from Marvel. Like, really, bro?
For free, because no one owns it.
Nobody owns it. They can do what they want.
I'm sure everything is dead.
Exactly.
That went away to Dodo. George, you used to work with Blockbuster, right?
Yeah.
Am I wrong? Okay, you did. Okay, what was it? I know we're talking about the other day.
Yeah,
170
La 40, bro.
170
La 40.
The location was unnecessary, but okay, sure.
Yeah.
I'm not sure that
makes it any better. What's
in this place now? Is that
Huachete?
No, Huachete. It's actually in...
It is Huachete.
Let me see.
Sweetwater.
107? What is that Westchester?
No, it's not.
That's
not
Westchester,
there.
Dude.
Man, that's too 107th far. And 40th. Yeah, it's too far. It's not,
yeah,
it's
that's
not,
almost
it's
to Bird Bowl, man.
Yes, no, well, Bird Bowl, like 82nd.
Doesn't matter. It's just worth, like,
I used to,
George worked out. I mean, come on.
I played many a game of Bionic Commando at fucking Bird Bowl, man.
Bionic Commando? What the hell is that, man?
What?
Dude, I know we joke around, but how old are you?
I know, dude.
I'm 54, bro.
You're right.
It was in 1954.
Bionic Commando, my God.
Come on, man. You guys play Bionic Commando. Don't be stupid. What the hell?
I remember the Bionic Man. Is that what you're talking about?
No, dude.
Missile Command.
The other big game at that time was Contra.
Contra? Ah, that I know, dude. Yeah.
Contra was an arcade game? It was an NES game?
Yes,
dude.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, that was an arcade game, dude.
It was an arcade game before.
You're right. Yeah. My bad. You're right. Yeah. Okay. That's right. I was probably like 2 years old. I wasn't even playing.
We all know. We played our fair share of NBA Jam.
Yes, not a Blockbuster.
No.
Not a Bird Bowl.
No.
not a 107 and the 40th or whatever, but this mystery blockbuster.
Exactly. Dale Palante.
You're right, Dale Palante. Let's continue here. So the next big trade, there's a lot of traders here. Bumblebee. Mike, we'll start with you.
I think I was not enthused about that movie until I saw that trailer, and it looks like it's fun, and I think I'm going to go.
I'm 100% on your side, that one. I totally agree.
I was like looking at it and going, oh no, not another friggin' Transformers movie. Yeah. I'm not interested. Nope. You know, that whole thing. But man, they got me.
It did. It sucked me in again. I got suckered. Here we go again.
It's probably going to suck, but I'm going to go.
It's like you get in together with the ex thinking it's going to be fine this time around, but we know it's going to end up bad. But hey, whatever, Chewie.
Yeah. What the do you fact that this? They had.
Yeah, I mean.
I know Chewie likes it. I know Chewie likes it.
Yeah, I mean, I'll go see it, but I mean, I don't honestly. After this one, I mean, do we need any more Transformers movies? I mean,
truth.
No, we don't.
I mean, I think what got me was because it had the classic '80s cartoon look.
Thank you.
That was it. Yes. The sound wave, the Starscream, the whole nine yards.
The rabbits comes out. They had Shockwave.
And that might be the best part of the movie, to be honest with you. That's what I'm worried about, dude.
It could very well be. I mean. We'll see. Again, we were suckered. We're getting back with the girlfriend, dude. Let's see what happens. I mean,
right.
I mean,
they showed up to Miss Prime, whatever. Like, man, it was cool.
Did you like it? You liked it, Jordan.
Right. Jose, you moved back into her house, and then she's like, I'm going to be home late from work, and gets home at like 2 in the morning, right?
And then it's like, oh, here we go.
Oh, not again.
Damn it. Once you think you're out, they pull you back in. I mean, And I wish they kind of moved. I mean, this movie's not gonna do. This is the good thing. This is the bright side about these guys sticking with that release date. Is that this movie sucks? It's not gonna make a lot of money, whether it's gonna be good or not. It's not, because you got this too much competition. I know, Battle Angel Alita's not there. Okay, but it's not gonna be that much money. So if it's good or if it's bad, they may not want another sequel. So that's good. Yeah, we can hope that for that much.
Oh, yeah. Bruckheimer's not associated with this, is he?
No. It's just Michael Bay.
Michael
Bay's not associated, which is, again, that's a good thing.
You better be careful.
Sorry,
man.
Fabian.
Fabian's going to go.
Exactly. Because the minute that this does anything that exceeds expectations, here we go all over with the brand new reboot of the whole Transformers franchise over again, dude.
You know what's worse? This is worse.
That's what I don't need. That's what I don't want.
Let's go the other way here. Let's assume this movie's tanks. It's bad. Whatever. It's no good. And the studio's like, oh man, it was good. Michael was making money in Michael Bay, and they welcome him back with open arms, dude. I don't want the window to be open, dude. I don't want Michael Bay anywhere near this franchise.
We're in a lose-lose situation here.
We really are. I mean, well, not because the movie's good, and let's assume it's great. I'm just under that assumption. I don't mind seeing another one. Fine with that if it's good. Long odds, all that. I get it. But either way, you're right. This is a no win. This really is. What's good either way? Here.
Just let it go.
Makes 100% money. Agree.
Well, let's see. I mean, I put the trailer did his job.
No, the trailer was cute. It was fun.
It moved the needle to the excitement. Well, not excitement, but to looking forward to it kind of win. For whatever that's worth. Next one here. I know. We're gonna be divided here. Holmes and Watson.
Terrible.
I know that John C. Riley, and Will Ferrell are going to have a funny ass movie. That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah, but
it's not going to be a classic Sherlock Holmes. If you guys are looking for that nonsense,
if the trailer is not funny, that movie ain't going to be funny, dude. Sorry.
I like the selfie bit. That was kind of funny. I made a laugh at that.
Oh, great. Okay, that's cute, dude.
No, yeah. I said it wasn't
that's the best joke in the movie. You just ruined it for everybody.
Dude, you got 5 minutes to watch the trailer for the one I spoiled, dude. We're doing the mic version. But yeah, you're right, George. Yeah, I and this is another one that comes out again December 21st. Another one.
Another one December 21st?
Yeah,
December 21st, really?
Oh,
yeah,
my
dude.
God.
Oh, really? It's so crowded. I'm surprised no one else did what Fox did and moved the shit out. But hey, whatever. this movie might do okay because it's a comedy, so it's kind of programming to other ones coming out.
I think they're geniuses for trying. I mean,
yeah, I mean,
kidding,
I get it.
But I mean,
calm down.
I'm just kidding.
I mean, most of them have been serious, so I get it. But you know what?
Classically, when you have big openings like that, like rom-coms and movies like this,
they do well.
Decently.
They do. This may make it's what it would have made it any other weekend, because it's a niche market for, you know, Will Ferrell fans and all that. And again, those who don't want to see the big, you know, Aquaman's and, you know, the Mary Poppins and the family movie. So it's very different from anything else coming out. It's not Bumblebee, obviously. So it may do okay. It may do okay. We'll see. But
the two audiences are people that go and are they can't get in the movie because it's sold out, so they go to another movie.
Right.
Or Holmes the people Watson that are totally not going to go to that movie anyway.
Yeah, Holmes, it might do well, but the trailer looked. I thought it looked awful. It looked so bad. On the flip
I don't know,
side,
man.
Though,
I just there's something cheesy about those two together that I just.
I know you. I know you're like a fan of them. I get it.
I'm just Step Brothers is such a good movie, and Ricky Bobby is Ricky Bobby, man.
It just that don't do it for me. It's not funny.
It's all good, dude.
Yeah, but it just, you know, it is with it. But I get, there's an audience for it. I get it. I agree with you. On the flip side, though, and I got to start with Reaper here, because he's had a new contender for his Black History Month showing to his students.
Oh, is that right? The Creed 2?
He can move on from Creed 1 and get some Creed 2
up
here.
Oh, go to Creed 2?
You know.
Oh, the sequel, go to Creed 2?
Yeah, the Creed 2. George, I know you're a big fan of the first. I was a big fan of the first. I love the first Creed.
Oh, I enjoyed the first one.
I love it. And so what do you think about this? You saw the second one. We got a little more Drago in there. We got a little more of the story. What do you think?
See, I'm glad that they put Dolph Lundgren in. You know, like, yeah, I'm glad that they actually Dolph Lundgren got in there. You know, like, that he was able to get in the movie. I mean, I'm in, bro. I want to watch it. I'm curious. You know, like, see where they take it. See where they go with the story. See if this time around, you know, like, they rewrite history. You know, like the trailer says. Yeah.
Well, relax.
It should be interesting.
I mean,
yeah, it should be interesting.
But you know, it's just like, going to be – this will be a future part of your curriculum, I want to anticipate.
Oh, for sure. You know, like, hey, you know, I might do a double feature. I'll be like, hey, look, for those of you that are not familiar with Creed 1, you know, Creed 2.
For S and Giggles, put a little Black Panther, and there you get all bases covered.
Yeah. There you go.
And then we have Latin American Hispanic Month. Put in Ant-Man the Wasp. You know, give a dose.
Yeah, my little Michael Peña, yeah, you know.
Mike, what do you think of the
game? Give him blood in, blood out, eh?
Wow. That's a skewer. Mike, what do you think about that, the Creed 2?
I'm ready for it. I think it's a stupid idea for a movie, but but okay. I'm going to watch it because I thought the first one was great, so.
Why is it stupid, though? Like, what's dumb about it?
He's revenging. Come on, dude.
I know. I get it. I agree.
It's too cliche, bro.
It really is. That's something that worries me. I mean, Ryan Coogler is not directing it. That is a concern. We'll see. I mean, I don't know. I'm looking. Like, it was a good trailer. I like the trailer.
Can write his own ticket now. He's not going to screw around with Sylvester Stallone, who doesn't pay. Okay? That's the bottom line.
Oh, no, yeah. No, Coogler's got, you know, carte blanche at this point.
Right.
Mike, did you like? I mean, Chewie liked the trailer.
What were we talking about? I lost my thoughts. Sorry.
Creed two, man. Creed two.
Oh yeah, that was cool. That was cool.
Stop looking at fantasy. The game's at the end.
Dude, I'm down 10 points, man. I made a comeback.
You're down 20 because of that Creed two thing, dude.
For Camario, dude, 46 points, dude. Amazing guy.
Go ahead.
Sorry. Yeah. I mean, yeah. I'm gonna watch it. It looks pretty cool. You know, I think there's enough of a human element, and I don't want a rehash of which one was it?
Rocky 5,
6, whichever one it was, the original Drago movie. Yeah,
Rocky 4.
I don't want to see Michael B. Jordan. You can change.
Yeah,
I don't want to hear that. And you know, they might throw it out there somewhere. I don't know. I don't want it to be, you know, a sequel to Part 4.
Four and a half.
4.5. I don't want to see that. That's the only thing that concerns me. But it is a good trailer, so I'm. Let's
well,
see it comes out.
Everybody who's been a Rocky fan knows that Rocky 5 es una mierda. So they got to make it up somehow.
Well, they guess that's what they gave us. Creed. Well, actually, they gave us Rocky Balboa, which isn't bad.
Well, that's what I'm saying. But Rocky 5 was like supposedly right after that. Es una mierda.
That was a Tommy Morrison, no? Am I wrong in that?
Yeah, Tommy.
Yeah, that's with Tommy Gunn. Tommy Morrison.
That was him. Terrible. Oh, my God.
Yeah, that was bad, too.
Let's do now, George. Now, you can get your phone. We can do a little movie Tinder. You got excited earlier.
What happened with the Fantastic Beasts trailer?
I don't care about that. Okay.
President of this week's Haters Corner.
George, put the phone down. No Tinder yet. Okay, Mike and Chewie, the floor is yours. Fantastic Beasts 2. Go ahead, guys. Go ahead.
Go ahead, Chewie. I'll back you up.
Dude. I am so excited.
I agree.
Ay, Dios mio. Tragedia.
Oh, my God. You know what? They didn't build a Harry Potter world for nothing, okay, dude? Two parks, all right? So,
what does that mean, dude? They're giving us the Transformers, right, too. What does that mean? That's great cinema either, dude.
Well, for Transformers, wasn't bad. But anyway, it was a great trailer, dude. Anyway, I'm so excited to see it.
I agree. And Johnny Depp looked fantastic so much in that movie.
Yeah, I mean, it's gonna be great, dude.
It's gonna be a great movie, and it's gonna make a shitload of money.
It's gonna make money. Well, Chewie, did you like the first one? Because I know Mike.
I like the first movie. One. I love the
first Fantastic Beasts.
Yes, I did. I love it, man.
Okay, I'm just not a fan of the series. I'm not saying it's bad. I just don't care. But I get mean, it.
I'm glad.
I don't understand how you can't care. Honestly, it's a really good movie, and I can't believe you haven't really gone into it.
He's not into Harry Potter.
Yeah, that's what it is. Like, I'm not a fan. Like, I'm not saying it's bad. I'm just not a fan.
Maybe it's because I got kids, and my kids were like in that age when all these movies came out. So I don't know. It was something I enjoyed with going to
it. I get it. And like I said, I'm not saying
the movies. I love the books. I love the universe. You know. The kids love it, yes. I mean, I don't think you have to have kids because I know plenty of those no kids and love reading the books and love the movies and love going to some stuff. So
No, I agree with that. But just like this
when they announced this movie as an kind of like a prequel extension of the Harry Potter universe, I was like, okay, well, let's see where it goes. And so far, I'm like, now with this movie, I'm like super geeked out and excited for it. So it's good family fun.
The fans are excited. I get it. And it's going to do well, and I'm sure it's going to be good. I don't doubt that for a sec. I'm just saying, I could care less. actually, George, before you get excited with the Tinder, I say doing a couple of them when you were supposed to be on. We did the special episode with Lopez here, and we did a lot of the gun to your head, Sophie's Choice style. And I wanted to ask
right.
you a couple. Okay. You didn't get a chance to participate, so we figured all right. before we get the Tinder. So I got two here. All so right. the first one, Once Upon a Time or Fuller House?
Goodness. Okay, if I had to watch both of them?
The fact
you
can't that
you can watch both, you can only watch one.
But go ahead.
Okay, believe it or not, bro, you know, like the last season of Once Upon a Time actually lost me, like by far.
It lost you after certain seasons.
So,
years.
Hey, you know, I thought after season 6 they had put a complete happy ending for Don Cristo.
I love how he's talking about the seasons.
And then I went, you know, so it is what it is. You know, Fuller House.
I used to
like Full House. So.
But I got legit. I know you like both these movies. This just popped in my head back when I was doing this. Baseball related.
Okay.
Major League.
Okay.
Or
okay.
A League of Their Own.
Okay.
Ooh.
I know you're a big fan of both movies. That's what I thought about you on this.
I am. If I had to watch one or the other.
Only one. The other one gets erased from the archives.
A League of Their Own is a better movie, like all white movie. You know, like if you had to put like stands one or the other, you know, who has more classic lines? Yeah, I know the one is Serrano, and then the other one, oh, screw you, Joe Boo, I do it myself.
Serrano.
Joe Boo is great.
But a League of Their Own is classic.
Can I do this too?
Sure, Mike. Go ahead.
I would say Major League because there's just so many iconic moments in Major League.
Yeah, you know, like
just
that.
So funny.
Don't
dude.
Give me that ole. Don't give me that ole.
Ole.
I mean, Jesus Christ can't hit a curveball. It's a great movie. The whole chicken, he sacrifices a chicken, he buys a KFC. I thought was classic. I mean, League of Their Own is a better movie.
I don't think that's what I'm saying.
It is a better movie. Tom Hanks is great in the movie, and there's a lot of really cool.
Yeah, you know, then he goes. Wild thing. He goes, I hate that stupid song.
You know, like, Major League is great. Though. I love Major League. I love that.
Yeah, Major League is one of those that if it's on, you need to watch. You keep watching it. You can't just turn it off.
Yeah, it holds up. In Serrano, a young Wesley Snipes. If I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, it's like Point
that's
Break.
That's correct.
Like
Willie Mays
break.
Hayes.
Tom Berenger. That's right. Yeah, it's great, man. You know, Tiger Blood.
No, it's one of those. Yeah, it's one of those. No, so you're right. It's kind of hard. Yeah, it's hard.
But Major League, I mean, you're, League of Their Own is a better movie.
League of Their Own is a better movie. There's no crying in baseball.
Tom Hanks is fantastic in that one. He's so good.
He's very good. Then, you know, like with Madonna, and then you got Gina Davis, and then,
Yeah, any movie that makes Madonna look good, look okay, it says something. But either way, now George, pick up the phone now. Now we're back. The Tinder. So I have to ask those questions. Right. So the first one here. Anybody seen Train to Busan?
Yes.
Before I even asked?
I have. Okay.
Chewie?
No, I've seen the trailer. I've heard people talk about it, but I haven't actually seen it.
It's really good. It's really good. George?
I haven't seen it.
That's really good on Netflix. It's on Netflix now.
It's on Netflix. It's been on Netflix.
Yeah, oh, so Mike, okay. This is just for you. For right or left here, they're going to remake it. James Wan producing A Train to Busan. You hear that?
I'm totally way right on this.
Really?
I love James Wan. I think he's great.
I do, but I don't want to see this remade, man. This movie's like 20 years old, for Christ's sake.
No, I hear you, but it's not an English language movie, so they're going to try something. Similar to Let the Right One In, and Let Me In, both excellent movies.
Good. Really good.
In their own rights.
But that's rare, you don't see that very often.
No, I'm just saying, the other one that I would compare that to is The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo. No, the original is very good, and the American version is good, too.
The original is very good.
I love the original. The American version is okay. I didn't hear from it as well.
Yeah, the original was a lot better.
But Let Me In and Let the Right One In are both fantastic.
No, those are good. But those are one-offs as opposed to the norm. But The Train to Busan, if you haven't seen it, it's such a cool movie. It's basically zombies on a train for the most part.
It's great, though. It's so good.
But it's really good. It's so well made. And I don't think it's going to do it justice. They're going to water it down, unfortunately.
That movie and Snowpiercer are both movies that, if you don't ever get a chance to see, like, watch those friggin' movies. Those movies are great.
Yeah,
Snowpiercer is a great movie.
I get super excited about those movies. It's so good. George, you seen Snowpiercer?
Yeah, I have.
Okay, that's
Chris Evans is great. Yeah, Chris Evans, that's right.
It's not just Chris Evans. Chris Evans is a small part of that movie. He's in it.
He's in it.
Most people haven't seen that one. I don't think Netflix has it anymore.
George, are you sitting on the porch outside your front door?
Yeah, because the thing is that my reception is fucking terrible inside the house. So either you have to deal with me.
Oh my God, George.
I was looking at George, and I'm like, George has got some kind of friggin' whatchacallit going on in the background there.
George is doing a show outside the house. That's classic.
He's going al fresco. All right.
The reason is the reception inside the house is terrible. Either you have to deal with me cutting in and out, or, you know, like, so it's for the sake of the show, bro.
You don't have Wi-Fi.
Whatever works, dude.
Take it easy. Relax.
If you're comfortable, I'm comfortable.
I'm just messing with you, dude. I'm just giving you a hard time.
I know. Okay, second one, George. Okay, here we go, George. So we got Birds of Prey officially announced 2020 with potentially Ewan McGregor playing the baddie on this one. George, right, left on the entire project itself, with or without McGregor?
Birds of Prey is... Remind me which one that is again? Because I've seen it a bunch.
I was going to ask the same question.
Birds of Prey is
the Huntress, Black Canary, and Batgirl,
Harley Quinn. It's a spinoff with Harley
Quinn.
That's right.
Yeah. Okay.
DC.
So
there you go.
No, you were saying Birds of Prey. I was like, what? It was the Harley Quinn one? Yeah. Gotcha. Yeah. No, because I didn't know what it was called. I know there was a Harley Quinn movie, but I forgot what
it was
called.
That's the Harley Quinn, whatever you want to call it. It's not standard of a movie.
Okay. By all means. I'm kind of curious about how the Harley Quinn goes. If they're going to do a remake, if they're going to do like an intro story, or they're going to take it from one point. What are they going to do? Like, is it the whole retelling of her
I don't know. It's just going to be them partnering up with some little girl. I don't know. I don't know much about the story, to be honest with you. They haven't said anything. It's just her and, like I said, Huntress and a couple others, whatever, who they've already been casting. I don't know. This reeks of Suicide Squad. I'm going way left on this. This is reeks of Suicide Squad. Yeah. So does Mike, you're left. Chewie?
Yeah.
Left.
Yeah.
That's what I mean.
Yeah, it depends how they do it. You know, like, I mean, I'm curious about it, but if it's more like what you said, like, if you guys said it's like Suicide Squad, then I'll go way left.
That's what I'm thinking. That's the vibe I'm getting. But again, for whatever, I mean, I haven't said anything much more on that besides the casting. Potential casting.
Which, by the way, the River Phoenix Joker movie, I'll probably go way left based Joaquin on the makeup.
Joaquin Phoenix,
that
River Phoenix.
River's dead. But
Wrong Phoenix.
Wrong Phoenix. You know what I'm talking about? Joaquin Phoenix, whatever.
Yeah.
Way left.
Phoenix to start with Jennifer Jones in the second season.
That's awesome.
Yeah, with Jennifer Jones. Yeah.
I've already apologized to Wayne Gretzky. Please stop.
George, that was actually my next topic, coincidentally enough, was we've seen a bunch of Joker pics and some video and stuff like that. George, your reactions to what you... Really? Okay.
And to me, it looks terrible. I mean, based on the other makeups, maybe they're trying to go something different. I don't know, but you know, like, to me, it looks bad. I don't know. Maybe you guys think differently, but to me, it looks terrible.
What's your take on the stuff that they've thrown out there?
Who, me? I.
Yes.
Oh, no, sorry. I didn't know you were talking to me. I apologize.
You're the mic. I'm sorry.
He's going to skip me.
Mike Hill. I'm sorry.
That Mike Jones?
Mike Jones.
Yeah, Mike Jones.
Mike Jones. Go ahead.
I think it looks decent enough.
Okay. Are you just excited? I mean, you just want indifferent.
I'm looking for something different. I think it's
chewy.
It's interesting.
Left.
Really?
Really?
Like,
well, you guys hated it. I kind of like what I'm seeing so far.
I did too. That's what I'm saying.
It just looked terrible, dude. I'm sorry, man.
How can you know that it's terrible or not terrible? They really hasn't shown enough.
Based on what I've seen, it just looks terrible, dude. The guy just looks off. He just looks completely off.
He's an odd dude to begin with, though. That's why I think he's perfect for that role.
Oh, okay. Well, perfect then.
I mean, it's hard to tell. I mean, it's just pictures. And the first one, I was like, eh. When I saw it in motion, is the one thing that Team Z released, quote-unquote Team Z. That was a studio thing, but... That comes out of the subway and there's an explosion or whatever. The way he moved, it looked pretty cool. That little sequence actually, like, I bought into the look. Just by itself, it looks like a little hokey, I guess. I don't know. But
maybe I didn't see it. I only saw it just the
yeah, movie. It looked cool.
What I saw was like a flickering between him and the
right. Well, there's that. That's the first one that came out. Which
and looked, I thought that looked cool.
It looked cool. Okay. When he turned serious, and I was like, oh man, it looks pretty cool. But they had a scene where it's a shot where there's like a bunch of people dressed as clowns in the subways. It's like people picketing, and something says, it's all Mr. Wayne's fault or Thomas Wayne, whatever. And then the Joker comes out of a subway. It's a big explosion in the background. He's like running towards the camera. We're walking towards the camera. But just the way he looked and he his nuance, it's like, oh man, it looked pretty cool. Seeing it in motion, it looks like, okay, I'm buying it. Better than just a single picture of him with a clown.
There's not enough there to make a judgment.
There really isn't. There's not. Not right now. So, but either way. And last one here, which we already talked about, the romantic comedy Gambit. Is anybody going right here?
No, not me.
Anyone?
Way left.
Bueller?
I see the Bueller corner has taken over the romantic podcast. I'm going right. I'll hold my ground. This may work.
Next, by Christmas, they'll be saying it'll be a slasher Christmas movie, dude. I mean, come on. I mean, Jesus. How many times has this thing been remade, pushed off, recast? I mean, come on.
Well, it hasn't been recast. Enough. It's always been Channing Tatum, in all fairness. It's always been Channing Tatum.
Oh, okay. Well,
it's been like eight directors.
I'm glad he's associated with. Yeah, thank you. Okay.
So I'm just saying. It's
eight directors, 20 scripts. Let's see if this works, man.
What if they cast the same girl?
Let's make a night at the Improv with Gambit.
Well, hold on. I'll just call Mike. Mike, you know, Gambit, you're not excited yet, but what if they cast the same girl who plays Jennifer Jones? Does that move the needle?
I'm going to punch you in the face.
Throw in that Cray Cray song.
Look, Cray Cray.
That's why, that Jessica Jones season 2 is very bad.
Dude, that song is genius.
The mother, between the mother and that song.
But either way, as we're going a little too long, the usual, let's make the rounds, gentlemen. George, final words.
No, man, I just want to say thank you guys for having me one more time. You know, like, it's always a pleasure talking, you know, about movies.
Look, if you keep
like
doing
that,
the show from outside, we can have you on every week, bro.
I kind of feel bad. It's like he's been kicked out of his own house.
Right, that's what I was like freaking out about it a little bit.
man, it's just a reception. That's why. I can do it inside, but it's...
You got a balcony house? Or like a,
yeah. Obviously, I can do it from there. Just I don't know how it's going to be cutting off. I know the reception is a lot better in the front. That's why. So I did it from the front. But we'll try it next week.
George outside the house. That is hilarious. Classic.
Hey, it is what it is. You know, for the sake of the show, sometimes you got to do what you got to do.
I had a neighbors for me. Mike.
Hey, yeah, that's why I'm surprised. I'm surprised nobody's been like, "Hey, what's up? You know, what you doing out here?"
Mike, party words.
No, nothing. Fired up about football this year. It's been a good football season so far. Dolphins 3-1 now. I don't think they're for real, like I said, but, you know, win a couple of games against some crappy teams that everybody here thinks are going undefeated again. 72 Dolphins are back. I was reading an article, by the way, just as a quickie, about comparing Tannehill with Dan Marino. I was like, are you bleeping kidding me, man? Really?
Wow. Okay.
Really? Fair enough.
That's like comparing the Jared Leto Joker to the Heath Ledger Joker.
You just can't even compare.
That's pretty bad. Whatever. You know, people get excited. You're 3-0. We're back to reality. That's a good thing. It kind of tapers expectations as they should be.
By the way, I thought the show today was great. George, thanks so much for coming on with
George,
us.
Of course. We'll have George again.
No problem, I always have fun whenever you're on, George. We got to have you on more.
Anytime.
Chewy, hopefully you'll stop following your fantasy football while we're on the air. And participate in the show next time.
I always follow fantasy. I don't want to hear it, dude. I want that money.
It's good to say at least George is lucky that we're living in Miami where it's not cold. But I feel really bad out there with a jacket and some mittens.
Yeah, no, dude.
It's scary. You know, poor guy.
This weekend was really friggin' hot, too, dude. Holy crap.
It's Miami, dude. What else is new? Chewy, parting words.
Oh, I thought you were gonna skip me too, Sake. Thank you.
I thought about skipping it. Trust me, I was on the fringe there, but go ahead.
He was busy like typing, smack talking the guy that was playing him in fantasy football about Alvin Kamara.
I did that on Friday. So
he probably got confused. He's typing his friend, "Hey, did you see Kamara and his Joker makeup man? He looked great." So he's... How many points did Jennifer Jones score this week?
46.
Three touchdowns.
If I may, just leave off saying, obviously tomorrow is October 1st, so some notable shows starting in the next few weeks. Yes. Man of the High Castle drops Friday on Amazon Prime. Great, must-watch TV.
They're coming back with a third season, too.
Oh, yeah. That's going to be great. We got, obviously, Daredevil dropping on the 19th of October.
Ooh.
We're all excited about that versus Ozark. But that same day, part two of Making a Murderer, documentary.
Yes.
That came out a year and a half ago,
It's more like about 2 years. But
So definitely looking forward to those. That Castlevania drops at the end of the month. So that's an animated show based on...
I wasn't a big fan of the first one.
If you're into anime, you might like it. It's okay. It's just okay.
Yeah. Fine. I agree. Good filler.
Yeah. Hey, you got to put in some filler sometime, dude.
No. Of course. There's always room for filler at some point. You binge your shows. You're going to
have to. There's always a Battle Angel Alita out there.
Oh, God, no.
That's rough.
Any other TV start this week, Chewy?
No, but there's one I started catching last week, Mr. In Between. It comes on after Mayans on FX on Tuesdays. It's a half hour show. No, it's not really a comedy. I think it's more drama than comedy, but it's about a hitman. I think it's an Australian show, and so he's a hitman. So it looked pretty interesting. I caught the first two episodes. Pretty interesting show. I like what FX does sometimes. You got to kind of...
They have good shows every so often. It's just like only some hours in the day. We'll get into some we'll talk a lot about the shows in this coming month. Thanks again, guys, for joining us. George, again, always a pleasure. We'll have you on in a couple of weeks. Maybe we'll do a little Daredevil recap with George, since I know he watches that. Guys, enjoy the first of the football. You know, the game left in about 15 minutes. Very exciting.
Yep.
Sure. You guys have a good one. Catch us on Facebook, of course, where we drop all the trailers and news. See you guys next week.
Good guys.
All right, guys.
Bye.